All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by
the famous
comedian and actor, Tarek Lewis. Let's get it right, right?
Like you almost forgot. Just a little bit.
No, I wanted to say something more creative. That's why. It didn't hit me. Sorry. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing, man. I'm doing very good.
You're doing good? I'm doing well, man. So as you can see on the Checkpoint XP video, unfortunately, the audio-only people are not going to be able to see this, but we have the Sega Mini in the studio. We're going to give it a run through a little review, live review, huh? How do you think about that?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Joey couldn't be with us today because he has to do more important things at Real Job,
as
Real Wild
94.1.
Yeah. So what's up, man? What's going on? Anything new going on with you?
What were we just talking about?
Watched anything new lately?
We did. Yeah. What did I watch?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I could have sworn I was just talking to you about something.
I don't know.
I've been watching Handmaid's Tale.
Ah, yes. Handmaid's Tale. Well, it's, you know, it's like a dystopian future, you know, sci-fi-ish kind of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm enjoying
the scope of the show.
I'm enjoying Handmaid's Tale. That's my show.
Dope, man. Dope. My wife enjoys that show a lot.
Are you trying to say it's a feminine?
No. Why would I say that?
I don't know. Speedy, I feel like you kind of threw a shot at me a little bit.
No. Come on, man.
Don't be that way.
No. It's one of my wife's favorite shows. She loves watching it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't got. I like watch it here and there, episode here and there, but.
Yeah.
I just, you know, more things have been catching my attention. Sorry.
Like what?
I don't know. I've been watching Titans, actually, the show that you hate.
I don't hate it. It's just not good. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying?
I see what the criticisms were season one. I see it. Yeah. I get it. So I'm in, it's like episode three right now, season two right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the actress who plays Starfire, I think she's really gotten to the role now.
Yeah.
So I like her portrayal right now, Starfire. Anna Duop, is that her name?
I do not remember her name. I think that might be it.
Something like that. Anyway, I like the, you know, the coming of age of Dick Grayson to Nightwing kind of story that kind of trying to tell.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty dope.
Is he Nightwing yet?
Not yet. He's there. He's like in between Robin and Nightwing right now.
Okay.
He's like.
And then they have the other Robin.
That's right. They have Jason Todd in the show,
Jason
too.
Todd,
yeah.
Okay.
He's causing all kinds of Jason Todd trouble.
Jason Todd issues.
Yeah. And, it's going well. They haven't been able to build like on the Hawk and Dove character very much and stuff like that, you know. So I feel like those characters are like shoved in,
yeah,
you know. And then also Wonder Girl too as well. So and they're kind of like shoved into the narrative.
So how do they do? Are they doing a good job of depicting like her strength? Because you know she's supposed to be really strong.
Do some Golden Axe, will we?
Yeah, let's do some Golden Axe.
Some Axe here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the guys were talking about Golden Axe. Golden Axe, they think that Golden Axe should be redone. So
yeah. What do you think of Wonder Girl in the show?
I guess something happened to the original Teen Titans in the show, and that's why they're Hit Start.
Yeah.
I think something happened to the other. No, I guess it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to reset now, Tarek.
No, I should be able to just pop in, see?
No. Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it didn't work like that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I got it. Look, reset. Look at that.
Game reset. There you go. Perfect. It's well. I like, I guess something traumatic happened. Like, I guess they had a fight with, like, you know, one of their normal bad guys, like Dr. Light or something like that. And some stuff went down.
You didn't see the,
There we go.
You didn't see the first season?
I did see the first season.
So they didn't cover this in the first season?
No, they didn't cover it at all. They were shoved in, you know? So, you know, it's a criticism, you know?
Okay.
I shared a criticism, you know? I wasn't a big fan of that.
Yeah.
How that would happen, but it's good. It's going well, you know? I guess I shot my magic off by accident.
Yeah.
But don't you hate when you do that? You start doing?
Yeah, I'm doing it too. Okay.
All right. No, you didn't have to do it. Just save it. We're going to try and beat this level.
No, I don't know how to play this game.
Oh, no, it's real simple, this game.
Yeah.
It's just beat them up. Beat them all up.
So, yeah, you have issues too.
Yeah.
You're still watching it.
I'm trying to give it a shot. There you go. It does have some good things about it, you know?
I'm trying to. Oh, I don't remember what we were talking about earlier. Marvel fandom. Toxic fandom.
Oh, yeah. The toxic fandom. So it was something that you were reading, like some comments or something like that? What was it about? Spider-Man,
Home,
right?
Far From Home is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a lot of people who were saying they're not going to bother to watch it.
Right.
Because it's not going to be... Why would you do that? Because it's not going to be on... it's not going to be part of the MCU. So they're just not going to bother to watch it. Which I think is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's going a little too far. Well, you know, toxic fandom has been always around. We just haven't seen it.
Has it?
Because... You know, now, you know, we go to a, you know, we look at the comments on something and or look at what people are talking about on Twitter and it's, and, you know, it's in front of our face. But I'm pretty sure it's been around, you know.
I don't know. I don't know if there was like toxic fandom for the original Batman or like, you know.
I don't know.
Granted, he didn't have any rivals. There wasn't like a,
I just think it's just easier and more prevalent in our face now because of the times.
Yeah.
Definitely, like Star Trek, Star Wars.
Star Trek definitely has had some.
I think those guys have like meetings and they talk about like, what are we gonna do today? Should we do should we do this in Star Trek or Star Wars? And they're like, I don't know.
But see, that's the thing with that was, those were, you know, the kind. I mean, Marvel is iconic, but those were really iconic.
Yeah.
Specials, and it was more like Star Trek versus Star Wars.
Right.
When it came to, like, if you want to talk about toxicity.
Yeah.
It was Star Wars. But some people were on there like, you can't, the X-Wing is not supposed to have a flag right there. Oh, I'm sorry.
Our great Wi-Fi cameras, and you know, like to shut off on us.
Yeah, sorry. The X-Wing is not supposed to have a flag and, you know, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I'm not watching it if it's not part of the MCU.
Yeah.
And I think people need to get over it.
So was that all the comments? Like, why are we wasting our time with this if none of this is
going to be part of the future? That's what the comments were. Well, a lot of them.
I think a little bit of the newfound success of those Spider-Man movies. I mean, they made was the last one made a billion?
I don't know.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I think a lot of that newfound success was because of the interconnectivity. It's what they marketed as. Okay, here's a Spider-Man interconnected in Marvel. You know what I mean? I mean, Sony signed off on it.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's kind of like, you know, you go to McDonald's and, you know, you want to order a Big Mac and it's like, well, you know, we got the big, you know, something else. And you're like, well, you know, I mean, you have Big Mac still on your windows. You know what I mean?
That's an awful analogy, Speedy. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, they sold it like that, you know? Yeah. You saw all the Star Trek Discovery hate when they came up with that show, the Star Trek Discovery show?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that hate was crazy. Thanks for reminding me about that, Omega.
But people got over it.
I like that show, honest with you. Like,
yeah,
I enjoyed
that show.
That show's pretty well.
I think. Are people going to be mad at The Mandalorian? You know?
I think somebody will. If something's on the Mandalorian that somebody doesn't like, I think that's a given. I mean, just the way the toxicity is.
Can you please help me while this person is jabbing?
And I can see some of the same old things are still happening in the Sega games. You know, that's right. We're gonna have to try out something else. People want to see a Golden Axe all day.
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't like that attitude. Like, oh, if it's not part of the universe, then it's trash. They got to get over themselves. A good movie is a good movie.
Right. So and, do you think this is pausing because you're pressing start?
I'm pressing start. I'm trying to get out of
it. I was like, is something wrong with the Sega Mini? I just bought it. I'm going to return it. All right, cool. Oh, yeah, let's go to another game. It's going to be tough in this new day age. I mean, we're just going to have to deal with the toxicity. When it becomes something that's going to affect the bottom line of a franchise like that, like Marvel or Spider-Man or Star Wars, whatever it is. Right?
Yeah, what does that have to do with the fans? That has nothing to do with the fans.
When the toxicity overpowers the narrative... You know, like, that movie sucked, for example, you know, and the toxicity. Well, you know what? That movie, it's kind of like Venom. Like, you think we brought up Venom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think some of the, look at this. What is this?
Eternal Champions.
Eternal Champions, yeah. The move that makes me laugh all the time. A guy goes,
Please don't do that anymore.
All right, no more. Anyway, so he was trying to get back in my three and a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Train of thought. Like the critics, you know? Mm-hmm. I think sometimes the critics will, you know, they kind of like know each other and they kind of powwow. Like, yeah, man, what are you going to write about this one? Mm-hmm. It kind of sucked. All right. Yeah. It kind of felt the same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I was saying earlier, I think that everyone's a critic now. I mean, that used to be the thing where everyone's a critic.
Right.
Used to be a saying, but literally everyone now
is a critic.
Can be a critic. Like, you can just put up a blog. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have no education.
What is this? Control panel? What is this? I don't remember this.
This is like the little battle room, and you can like add different things.
I don't know. What scatter grenade. Let's remember that.
Yeah. So, yeah, literally everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are we listening to, you know, why listen to somebody's opinion? You know, we rely on Rotten Tomatoes, you know, a lot for... Oh, well, Rotten Tomatoes gave it this. And it's like, yo, no one's seen the movie yet.
I can't do my moves.
Except for like six people.
Yeah. So then I think that, you know, that they ruined the narrative, you know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and then say, you know, and then I always see people comment like, oh, I don't look at critics' reviews.
Yeah.
Which and so lying. Why do we do this? Why do we have this system? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have this system that we, you know. Wait for the critics or wait for some, see what the score on Rotten Tomatoes is, you know?
Yeah.
Or see what the first week, you know, of reviews from people who actually went to go see it, regular Joes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that being said, I'm going to look forward to go seeing this Joker movie.
Oh, yeah. So we get to go see the preview of the Joker movie, which is Wednesday here in Tampa. Actually, in Florida, I think it's all over Wednesday. And we're super excited about it. And yeah. I cannot do any of the moves that I normally used to do in this game.
Yeah, I forgot them all.
So, is it because it's a three-button controller? We're using three-button controllers.
Has it always been three-button?
No, I think this wasn't a six-button, this game.
Genesis was?
Yeah. Well, to play this particular game, I remember playing with a six-button controller.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. I just confused. I don't know.
I know, I just flew.
Oh, I cannot do it. Like, you're beating me right now. I cannot do none of my... Oh, wait, I did something.
Figure something out. Man, if you don't.
you still won anyway. Anyway, so... When is it going to stop? You know what I mean? I think it's never going to stop. Is this something we're going to have to deal with?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. Everybody has a venue now, and, you know, including ours, but...
Right.
Yeah, we're going to have to just deal with it, I think. But I don't know. I mean, people are making good movies besides Marvel. Right. Unfortunately, it's not DC, but but people are making good movies. Like, it doesn't all have to be in a universe.
Well, talking about shows that people didn't like, or at least how they ended, Game of Thrones won an Emmy last night.
Mm-hmm. It won several, I believe.
Did it? Mm-hmm. I think the most notable one was Best Drama, I believe.
Did it win Best Drama?
Yeah, it did win Best Drama.
Okay.
But I did. They did not the actor and actress. Their names escape me right
Dinklage?
Now. No, not them. Jon Snow, the actor who played Jon Snow, and the actor who played Daenerys,
uh-huh.
The actress. Sorry,
yeah,
they were up for best actor and actress, and
really they were.
They did not win. No.
I was shocked. I'm shocked that they were nominated. You normally it's Peter Dinklage every year.
Uh huh. Kit Harington. Yes, thank you very much. Yes,
I thought Sophie Turner might get a nod.
Uh huh.
I'm not sure if she did. She was nominated.
She was there.
Yeah, was she nominated though?
I don't know. I guess she was just there supporting the show as a whole, I guess.
Because there was a bunch of them nominated.
What you want to do?
The one who played...
Streets of Rage? Streets of Rage was the one.
That's fine. The one who played Brienne of Tarth, I believe she was nominated, but she pitched herself.
Ah, yes.
You remember that story? She had to pitch herself.
I did.
The network did not Picture, and she got nominated. So as much as people don't like, didn't like the last season of Game, that's another thing. It's like, well, I wanted it to end this way. Everybody had the same ending. And I'm like, what kind of writer would write the same ending that you all expect?
It's true. It's true. I like the ending. I mean, I didn't dislike it. I thought it could have been done better.
It definitely could have been done better. It was definitely fat. They definitely sped through it.
I like Skate. Skate's my boy.
Yeah, Skate's
you. How I feel like Max is like an added character. Like he wasn't there before.
No one ever used him. And he was not on the arcade version.
I don't remember him being in this version.
Yeah, he was in it. No one ever used him.
I don't know. Anyway.
A
deserved Emmy? Yes, no, maybe so?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it against?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it if you really want to know.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what it was.
Let's Google it. Research.
Research time. This is what Joey's here for. No.
Yeah, he left us. He left us high and dry today. But no, I mean, everybody was talking about it, right? That means it had great,
It's not a popularity contest.
Yeah, but still, I mean, people were passionate about it. There you go.
Yeah.
I think one of the actresses said that she was flattered that people were so upset with the ending. Because if people didn't care, no one would have said anything.
That's true.
Like, oh, well, it ended and it sucked or whatever.
That's very true.
That's it.
Because there wasn't a big roar of anger for the Sons of Anarchy ending. And it was, you know what I mean?
Or Breaking Bad either, maybe?
Yeah, well, Breaking Bad had a very good ending.
Yeah.
That's probably like the best ending I've seen on the show. So Game of Thrones won against Better Call Saul, This Is Us.
Oh, wow.
Ozark, which is my joint.
Wow.
Pose, Bodyguard, Killing Eve, and Succession.
So now you know all that. How do you feel now?
Yeah, it definitely should have won.
You mean your Ozark show or
Game of Thrones?
Oh, okay, cool.
Ozark's my show.
Yeah,
it's really
like
good.
It. I heard it's really good.
It's a great show, but I can see Game of Thrones winning. Like This Is Us is very popular.
Yeah,
you know, people gather around their televisions to cry. So they can see This Is Us. Peter Dinklage did win.
What did he win?
He won Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So we got one. We got one there.
What else?
Let me see who else won in our... Lead Actress Court, Best Supporting. No Game of Thrones there.
No.
Veep is a wonderful show, by the way, for everyone.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it probably won some costuming, you know, awards. It definitely did not win Outstanding Comedy Series. Yeah, but Game of Thrones was dope.
Yeah, you liked it?
I really liked it.
Cool.
So where do you... So I'm hearing
the
X-Men has really geared up in the comic books.
Yes, it has. It's gone wild. I have not read any of it, though.
You haven't read any of it?
No, except for that one first issue.
Yeah. I think I might go out and purchase it. I saw a cover, and it was Charles Xavier with Cerebro on his head.
Yeah, he walked around with Cerebro on his head.
Apocalypse.
Yeah. Ah. And supposedly like, they're going like in the future, too. And like so Mr. Sinister has like a new Horseman of the Apocalypse, and I think Wolverine's one of them and stuff like that. And he's kind of like a weird character now. Like, he's kind of, like, funny or something like that. They wrote him, like, kind of funny.
Okay.
So I don't know. That was a take from me reading some articles on the internet.
Hmm.
But don't take my word for it. Go read the comic book. Powers of X, I believe.
Powers of X.
I think
I'm checking
it. Yeah, so I probably will. I'll probably get into digital ones.
Yeah, so what's going on in the DC Comics world? I haven't heard of, like, any big arcs or...
There's the DC Deceased...
Mm-hmm.
That was the
Blackest Night,
like,
Part 4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I couldn't tell you the plot. They, you know, put a gun to my head right now. So, but that was a big thing for DC there, the DC Deceased. And as far as comic book world, I think they came out with a new comic book where Jimmy Olsen faked his death.
Awesome.
Yeah. So. You can see, you know, supposedly DC is outselling Marvel comic books right now.
Really?
As far as physical
issues. Copies?
Yeah, physical copies, yeah.
Hmm.
So.
I could see that. You know, Batman's so popular.
Right.
And they have the Bat World.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of excitement from people who, I'm judging their taste, but there are a lot of people excited about this Arrowverse.
Yeah. because, especially now, because Tom Welling and Erica Durance have just been confirmed that they are going to be in the crossover Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I've been pretty tough on this.
Yeah. Are you going to catch up? Or
that
what?
Has me a little like,
yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. You had a little misty eyed for
not,
some nostalgia?
Not quite.
Some Smallville nostalgia?
I definitely was a Smallville fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let me say, Smallville, I also did not finish it.
No,
I never.
It was
finished.
A guy. I forced myself to finish it.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I was like,
Smallville.
No.
By the time they got,
I know Lana and him will never be together.
Yeah, by the time they got to like Brainiac,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Like I think I fell off right around Bizarro.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it's
added,
close to the end, I think.
They added the guy who's on This Is Us. Mm.
It
was,
did drag on a little bit longer than that.
Yeah. The guy who's on This Is Us was the Green Arrow,
right,
in Smallville,
right.
So, you could throw in that Ghouls and Ghosts, and I wouldn't be mad at you.
There's some Street Fighter there. Right?
Yeah, he's a... So, that's a connection there. But I would watch, just because I want to see how they intertwine that.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping I don't have to catch up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hope I should be able to just throw it on. Like... Right.
You know what I do is sometimes I just let them run in the background while I'm working,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I hear what they're talking about and I understand the plot, whatever, yeah. But I kind of didn't watch the action. I kind of feel bad for doing that, but sometimes to get through the TV style show, sometimes it's necessary, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's good. So you can come in here and, you know, give us all this incorrect information. That's what I'm excited about.
No. It's, you know, it's, what happened? If I hear something, you know, I'll go back and rewind it real quick, you know?
You might go in there. Let's see.
I don't know. How the heck I'm going to play Street Fighter with three buttons?
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
You'll find out when you get one of these flash kicks.
Right now, the Sega's losing some points right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move your stars all the way
we
up.
Going why we got to go all the way up?
You always go all the way up.
Ah, to see? But then the game's going to be over, like, in five hits.
Nah, man. It's not the way it works.
All right,
I don't know.
See.
I'm making that up.
All right. That's punch. Yep. That's punch.
It catches work.
They're only punch.
It's all punch buttons, yeah.
So how do I switch between? Oh, you have to press start first.
Really?
Press start, and it changes to kick. And then it changes to punch.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess he's...
This sucks.
How dare you? Oh, caught me one. Ain't gonna beat you anymore tonight. You can sitting around here just taking that.
Yeah, you're gonna lose.
I gotta switch back punch.
So, you're catching up. Crisis, Arrow release, Flash. I think Flash is the most important one.
I would probably.
I think if you skip the Legends, you don't need Legends.
I would probably catch. I'm definitely not watching Legends.
Why not? A little bit.
I hate that show, dude. I never.
At least
the
crossover. You know, you'll enjoy the Earth X crossover. That was a good crossover, and that was actually the last one. Yeah. So you, I think you'll get into that one.
Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna be punching because I don't want to keep changing one with a start. This was a bad idea. Like, let's put Street Fighter in here.
Yeah.
But let's give him only three buttons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a bad idea. Your strategy's not working, Tarek. Yeah, you lost.
Yeah, the fighter. This is a fighter.
Yeah, the Japanese version shipped with the six button. Why did the U.S. get the three button controllers? Questions that we have for everyone for Sega.
Yeah, we gotta warn everybody.
I think because they're gonna upgrade. Oh, you want the six button controller?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta pay for the upgrade. All right, let's skip this because I'm not playing. Run them one more time.
We run them back. We need to warn people.
Let me be somebody you can actually beat me with.
Speedy, just win it one time. You're like somebody's little nephew.
Just kidding. All right, fine. I'll be right here.
I'm better than him. You're like, yo, you won one time. Chill.
chill, fix your camera first.
Oh, okay.
Fix your camera.
Camera's up.
No, it's, it, you know, I'd lie to you if it was. No. Let's see here.
What's going on? What seems to be the problem?
It's just the program that we use. Yeah, there you go. Just wants to shut off whenever it wants to shut off. All right, cool. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So, yes, Tarik Lewis is jumping back on the CW train.
Maybe, man. Don't quote me.
All right, maybe. Like if you're bored. Like, yeah. There's nothing else going on in Tarik world, mm-hmm. and you're making it happen. Oh, you can't believe it.
Ah!
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy it. Just know that there's some filler episodes, you know, that move the main plot, you know, because it's a TV show like you've, you know, seen other TV shows mm-hmm. similar, you know what I mean? All right. So now you're cheating.
Cheating now?
Ah. No.
I would definitely like to be able to
it's
pick right now.
It's because I don't have 6 buttons. Oh my god, if you lose.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, now we have to move on. I think it'll be a good time. You'll like the Arrowverse. It has some shining moments. There you go. That's what I'll say about it. And I'm excited about crossover. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a fun crossover. So
I don't recall seeing any of those shows nominated for it.
No Emmy nods. Yeah. All right, it's all good. Oh man, talk about something that was award-winning though. The Into the Spider-Verse. They actually gave us a little Spider-Ham short.
Really?
Sony Animation people. Yeah, okay. About 5 minutes or so. I'm gonna hit that reset. And it's actually pretty funny. You know, it's like a slapstick cartoon. You know, the Spider-Ham style. I guess it's a prequel before he got sucked into the. You know, the other universe.
So it's the Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Yeah, Peter Porker, sorry.
Yeah, Peter Porker.
Yes, Peter Porker.
Peter Porker, okay.
Spider-Ham. Yes.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
If you look on YouTube, you Google it, you'll be able to find it.
It's like Sony saying.
I think that's one. I don't know if that's a one player.
Don't give up on us. Sony's like, don't give up on us, guys. We're going to make this work.
Supposedly, this is exclusive. Like, they never came out with this on Genesis, mm-hmm. and this is the arcade version.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The Darius game that you're playing right now?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played this game.
Yeah.
I'm being honest with you.
It was. I tried to run it a little while ago, and it was super hard like that.
Okay. I thought this was a two-dimensional situation.
No.
I could just
ride past
those rocks.
It's pretty brutal. It's a pretty brutal shooter. It's not a forgiving shooter. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay, that's what I remember, the little shield, for some reason.
Yeah.
What are these little bombs for? That's not doing anything.
Here it come.
I got the shield, though.
You got the shield. You're right. As long as you keep powering up the shield, you'll be good.
Yeah.
Talking more about video games, though, you know, Batman got a tease. It was Batman Day Saturday.
Was it now?
Did you celebrate Batman Day?
I did not.
No, I don't think
so
many people do.
What happens on Batman Day?
I think they just like do like discounts on comic books and, mm-hmm. you know, and supposedly they showed they had the bat signal in like multiple cities at night on that Saturday. Stuff
really?
Like that. Yeah. Things like that. It's just more like a celebration, I guess.
Has he surpassed Superman as a popular in popularity?
I think people always like. He is kind of like the underdog character in the sense that he has no superpower.
Mm-hmm.
His superpower is that he's rich. like Ben Affleck famously says in Justice League.
Everyone says like that's a superpower, but I know a lot of rich people who won't even they won't even hold doors open
no,
for you.
No, they won't.
People always say, if I was Batman, I would no you wouldn't.
I think it's more that, you know, he dedicated himself to be a hero.
Yeah.
You know, he trained, like, learned 26 different martial arts skills, you know.
When's the last time?
He trained with the greatest detectives, you know, in the world.
Magicians and all that type of stuff.
Whatever he had to do, yeah.
Hey, when's the last time anybody...
escape artists.
Listened to this show has been to the gym. If we're going to be honest with you.
I just think, you know, there's... there's a lot to that character. You know, like he always says, like he has a contingency plan for every single Justice League member if they go rogue.
Yeah.
You know how to defeat them and stuff.
I have the same. I have the same thing for you and Joey.
I see.
So you know.
Okay.
Just so you're aware.
So what is the strategy against me?
Why would I tell you the strategy?
I was curious.
You'll find out when
it's hypothetical.
When you catch these hands. You'll be surprised. You'll be like, normally I'm pretty good in blocking the body shot. We were wearing the body out. That's when you'll find out.
All right, Tarek. All right. What else we got going on in Nerdverd before we sign off for today? Batman. Because it was Batman Day, I guess they did a tease for one of the new video games that might possibly, maybe be announced.
Mm-hmm.
The brand new, by the people who made the Arkham brand of game Batman games that were very well received. Supposedly this game will be based on the Court of Owls.
Okay.
Yeah. So we might get another Batman video game.
Court of Owls.
Yeah.
Now that they were wearing Batman's ass out.
They were.
If I recall correctly. Yeah. He was getting worn out by the Court of Owls. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The danger about the Arkham Asylum series is that games were so popular that you know any variation on them that might be a case of toxic fandom
attack of the toxic fandom people
because those games are so iconic that you know you're like people who might be like, why aren't we in Arkham again,
right? It's possible. What do you think? You down?
No? I rock with it. I like that whole storyline.
Yeah,
I like that whole storyline in general.
I didn't play the games, but I watched my son play them. So I would just sit next to him and then watch the plot of the game as it unfolded and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I played it a few times, but I was with somebody who like you know really into him, and so I couldn't play him watching that. He's judging me. You know what I mean?
Like, judging all your skills. Out. Like, well, how come you didn't combo that attack?
Yeah, let me figure this out, man. This is my first time playing it. I don't even know your buttons. Leave me alone. The Batman games, are they only on PlayStation?
I think they're multiple platforms.
They're multiple platforms, right?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. I would rock with a Night of the Owls.
So supposedly they have this, Sony does this State of Game live broadcast thing, so I guess it's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe as the rumor is they might announce, this might be one of the games they announce.
They announce, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be able to report on it next week.
Well, yeah, definitely. If that's what happens, yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got going on? I think, Wednesday we're going to go watch Joker.
That's next Wednesday. Yeah.
Monday, though, here on the show, we have a board game company coming to the show. So we're going to be showing off their brand new card board game hybrid kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to hold the camera there so we can get some of the action, you know?
Oh, don't tell me what it just means. We'll figure something out.
No, they're really super nice people, and they work really hard on this game. And I know we have a lot of people who are into those kinds of games as well. So, and I like to showcase them whenever they want to come and promote their products. So
yeah,
you know, and they're local. They're local in Florida, so they're actually going to come by here to studio.
Yeah, and I think it's a solid board game. You know, for like when people come over, something to do.
True. Yeah. So now you got into some Sega Mini. What's your verdict?
I've always been a Super Nintendo guy.
Yeah.
And this confirms. This confirms why I was a Super Nintendo person.
No, but so take out that you prefer Nintendo as somebody who likes Sega.
It's dope. The controller thing is an issue.
Would you buy this for a Sega fan in your life?
Not without the 6-button controller.
That's a questionable thing.
Big problem for me.
I don't know why they did that.
I would certainly buy, if there is a Dreamcast, I would certainly buy that.
A little mini Dreamcast.
I would certainly buy that for somebody. But this controller thing is an issue.
Yeah. I think they're going to put them 6 buttons out. Then they'd be like, $20.
I can understand some nostalgia.
$30 for a 6-button controller.
But I wonder if you have your old ones, if it'll work.
No, they're USB.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I guess if you have a USB one,
I mean
like a computer one, I don't see why it wouldn't work.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe
that's an issue. But the array of games is pretty decent. I would have liked to see some football games on there.
They have a football game on there?
I don't recall seeing it.
You know, the minis Nintendo had that Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't know about Super. The Super Nintendo one had a sports game? I don't think so.
I didn't know if we looked.
I don't believe so.
Yeah,
I did not see any sports game.
I would like to see some football games on
here. I think
here.
It was more about them. You know what game I really liked on Sega back in the day? It was the Super Mutant Football one. You ever play that one?
Yes.
Mutant League? Mutant
yeah.
League or something like
yeah.
that? Oh, man. Me and my cousin loved that game, man. We used to fight all the time about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, some Joe Montana would have been nice. They probably couldn't get the licensing. I don't know.
Oh, this is horrible. Man. The 16-bit Virtual Fighter 2?
Yeah, this is terrible.
It's bad.
I was trying to get the music off. Look at him.
You know, I mean, it flows kind of like the game, you know, but it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad then. I questioned the selection. I was like, hey, let's put Virtual Fighter 16-bit in it.
Dude, listen, there's some people who used to swear by Virtual Fighter on PlayStation.
Well... At least it would. At least you could, you know, move in the 3D, you know?
Yeah.
Sidestep and stuff. Here you can't even sidestep, I don't think, right?
No. This is it.
That's it.
It's just you and...
You're 2D. Look at
how
that.
How slow you jump.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's your key that keeps you up in air, bro.
Last week we were doing, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and now we're on Virtual Fighter.
Oh, before I go, I got to tell you guys about the last weekend of the beta, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Because you were talking to me in the hallway about
The crossplay. They opened up the crossplay feature, which anybody who played Fortnite or anything else is used to that already. You have a master username with the company, and then they can add you if they have an Xbox or PC or Switch or whatever. But I believe the crossplay is only Xbox, PC, and PlayStation 4.
Mm.
And I took a long time to get into a game.
Yeah.
So they got some problems they got to fix. But when I was in a game, everything was great. Everything was gravy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a group of five, so I couldn't get into, like, the ground war. I don't know why in a bigger game they wouldn't let my group of five go into the ground war for some reason. I don't know why, but whatever. It's a beta, I guess.
Things that they can fix. You
yeah.
know?
When we were four, then it was easier to get into some games when we were four.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of disappointing because we were literally like sitting around talking about conquests and sports and football and the Browns game.
Yeah,
while we were trying to get into
just waiting,
waiting. You know, so other than that, when I was in the game, it was great.
Okay,
everything's super fluid. I really noticed now that the snipers when you see them downfield and if they really look at you. Their sniper scope shines and it kind of gives you like a warning, like, oh, there's a sniper down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So I kind of like that because I always felt like snipers are cheaters.
Yeah, you're camping. You're camping.
No, you could camp in this game and it's fine. It's kind of part of the game. I mean, it's war, you know? Mm-hmm. There's no camping. There's always people, you're a camper.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, you don't, in real war, you don't run out there in the middle acting like a maniac with a submachine gun.
Yeah.
You know? You're going to get killed.
You don't run around with a flag either. You know?
So, you know, camping is a necessary thing, but, you know, in certain game modes, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing Dean Deathmatch and you're trying to get some points, you need to go hunt, you know? Of course. But it was fun. So other than the wait times was probably the biggest thumbs down I probably give.
But those will probably go down as time passes, right?
Like, well, I hope so. And this is a new thing for Activision. I don't think they've ever done crossplay before. So, you know, and I'm pretty sure this is Activision, not the game makers, you know, not Infinity Ward, you know. They made the game engine and everything that happens, but the actual connectivity of servers and stuff like that is all on Activision, I believe. I'm assuming, to be honest with you. Who knows, right?
There's that half information again.
Yeah, half information. But I mean, it's you're connecting to it. It says your Activision username is whatever.
Okay,
name
gotcha.
You pick,
oh, yeah, that's
so,
probably them.
So it's them, yeah. So, you know, I don't know.
Will you be playing it?
Oh, well, I'm excited. I'm down.
Excited.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm down.
Because you're saying that was a beta.
It was a beta, and it was over Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go play something else, and I would jump back in for one more game.
Okay.
And it was faster for me to get in a game by myself.
Gotcha.
So I guess it was the group factor, you know. It was trying to fit a square into a, you know, circle hole, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was good.
Okay.
It's good. The gameplay is awesome. It moves smooth. It was fun, you know. If you're a fan of Modern Warfare, you're going to love it. If you're not a fan of Call of Duty, you're expecting some kind of rehash or something, it's probably not.
Well, what could you not like about Call of Duty? You know what I mean?
Like, that you run, people just run around and, you know, massacre people, you know, just running around like a maniac, you know, or camping, or just strictly camping and you know, having that advantage over you, you know?
Yeah. No, it looks like a very enjoyable game.
No, it was dope. It was dope, man. So, I guess that's it for today's show, man. We hit all our points. We talked about everything we got going on. What's going on in Mr. Terry Lewis' world?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just still working, grinding, writing, and editing right now. And
dope.
Did some comedy shows this past weekend.
Yeah.
Some good stuff.
Cool. So if they want to follow you, of course.
My name is Tarek on Instagram, and you'll just find me on Facebook, you know.
Yeah, just do a search. Stalk you, yeah. Yeah. Of course, you can follow him on Eternal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. And, of course, you search me, DJ Speedy Jr. on Facebook, you'll be able to find me as well. And, of course, you need to follow us on Facebook, Geek Culture Congress, 3 words. That's 3 words. Look us up on Facebook. Like the page. We need likes. So, you know. We could become famous one day.
We need likes. Thirst trapping. We'll be thirst trapping on Geek Culture Congress.
Please help us out.
Oh,
and,
man.
That's it, man. That's it today for today's Geek Culture Congress. Everyone, next week we have a special guest, and we'll be showing off that brand new board game that they're working on.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's a card game as well.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of both.
We'll figure it out.
No, well, hopefully it'll be explained to us. I believe it's a science fiction one.
Okay.
So there's like a spacey kind of thing.
But
from what she described it to me, but I could be wrong. Yeah. So, half truths, right? Half information. So we are experts in here at Geek Culture Congress, okay? Speedy Jr. and Tarek Lewis signing off.
Peace.
Have a good one, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.